You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many times people ask how to increase sex drive. We're going to be reviewing some little techniques and tips that should hopefully increase sex drive. It was a topic brought up about a couple hours ago. We're also going to talk about how men are losing weight easier than women because they are not obsessed with food and don't comfort eat. Alright, is that something that you got? I'm not obsessed with food, but hell yeah, I like my comfort eating. Hell yeah. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about as well as, any breaking news. So please, continue to turn in this hour. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. But of course, we're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I'm not sure what men do in terms of comfort food. I mean, I know some men, my brother particularly, loves comfort food. He even says so. All right, you know, some of the men in my family just love to eat. And so I think men do the comfort food. I don't think you could say, all right, that I don't think you could just say women go to comfort food. I think we all do. All right, some of us like to be satiated by our palate. Some of us like to be satiated by the drink. Some of us like to be satiated by a good cigar. Some of us, sex. Some of us just going out and driving. Some of us leaving the house and the mother-in-law for a period of time, a variety of ways to cool down. But a study looked at the progress of 1.2 million people who were dieting and found that men are usually more successful than women because they're more focused, and have fewer food-related emotional issues. On average, they said men lost, I think there's a typo here. Looks like maybe 20 pounds over a 12-week period, while women lost 11 pounds. I apologize. It looks like there's a typo. They say, according to Slimming World, who conducted the research, men also tend to be better at ignoring temptations, such as certain cookies or yummies when things go wrong. Now, I got to admit, my husband is very good with that. You know, if there's ever a piece of cake, he usually lets me take some. Now, that's completely opposite of me. I will be the first one into the cake. I will throw my progeny to the wolves to go and get my cake, right? I kick the kids completely out of the kitchen so I can have my cake, all right? When I need my cake, I need my cake. So I got to give you that. But I'm not going to stereotype all women. I don't want everybody to think that all women are as insane as I am when it comes to chocolate cake. I love chocolate cake. I always have. I always will. But I got to admit, my husband, he does have some willpower when it comes to that. They think maybe there's some genetic cultural factors to this. Maybe it's the muscle that men have helps speed up metabolism. Maybe they don't seem to get as hungry. You know, I never understood how men could skip meals. I can't skip meals. I always get hungry. Maybe women tend to be more hypoglycemic than men do. All right. Maybe cake is a girly food. You know how we talked about how a lot of men don't like to eat salads. They won't eat salads in front of their friends because it looks too girly to them. You know, maybe same thing with dessert. A guy sitting there eating a little Jell-O parfait is not as manly enough. So, you know, they'd rather grab a beer for dessert. Who knows? All right. But for us women, we always went to the chocolate. When we had our periods and we didn't feel good, our mommies, our aunts, our grandmas, our girlfriends gave us chocolate. All right? And that's just how we cope. That's what we women are allowed to do. Now, of course, with obesity being an issue, we need to then stop joking aside and go, what is going on? Are many of us overeating and getting fat and obese because it's a chocolate craving, it's a lack of willpower, or is this comfort food idea something we really need to investigate? Are we really depressed? Are we in a funk? Are we anxious? You know, many times when I'm nervous, I eat. It's weird. I wish if I was nervous, I didn't eat. But if I'm planning a party or something and the food is starting to be laid out, I start eating out of nerves. Okay, so maybe, but that's only when I'm setting up a party or whatever. I really don't get that nervous with a lot of other things. I've seen so much that, you know, what's stressful now, I can handle it. But you know, do we have an underlying depression problem or mental illness problem? And that's what's leading to the obesity problem. We could blame sodas. We could blame fast food. We could blame a variety of things. But what if there's something going on underneath? Now, I remember I had to go to a doctor's visit to get my mammogram, so I wasn't that happy about it. I was kind of in a funk, right? Because I've already had one cancer scare. I hate finding out that there's something more wrong with me, and then I got to go and get in and maybe get another biopsy or whatever. So I wasn't that excited. But what cheered me up, and I had planned this out for days, is that there was going to be a farm basket on the way home. Now, Farm Basket is a place that I don't really live by, but it's near my doctor's office and where I get my mammograms. And the Farm Basket, I guess it's like fried chicken on a very soft roll. It's like a fried chicken breast. Oh, my gosh, it's to die for. We don't have Chick-fil-A, so I have no idea what Chick-fil-A tastes like. But my guess is people that really love Chick-fil-A, my guess is this Farm Basket is probably similar. Okay? And I was really good with my diet the whole week. I was going to be good with my diet after that, but I was really looking forward to my Clucker chicken sandwich. I'm not trying to do a commercial for them. That was going to be my happy place after I had to go through the mammogram. So I'm just as guilty. I use food as a happy place. Many of us use happy hour on a Friday night, right, as our happy place. After work, the reason why a lot of people are happy with Friday, yeah, you know, it's the weekend and stuff, but knowing that Friday after work, you're going to go and get half off appetizers and drinks. People do that, and you want to know what? I mean, it gets them through the week. Okay, they get all excited about happy hour. Sometimes they decide to wear funny clothes or all the same shirt. Or, I mean, I don't know, people do strange things. They make little, not holidays, rituals out of it. And I don't mind having something you look forward to, just like date night. All right? Or, for example, if you're dieting, but you want to have your cheat day Saturday, I'm okay with that. If that gets you through the week. But just the question is obesity because it's all fast food's fault, or is it because we have some underlying depression, and that's what we're trying to treat? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 27th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $14,1890. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14,6971, $734.85 for a half ounce, or $367.43 for a quarter ounce. That's $14,6971, $734.85, and $367.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so how to increase sex drive? Oh boy, this is for both men and women. We've spent a significant amount of time talking about estrogen and testosterone as we were talking about sex drive. Research had come out saying estrogen could be as much of a culprit to loss of sex drive in men as testosterone. Even though testosterone turns into estrogen, we don't usually give estrogen to men, right, unless we're doing a sex change. The testosterone converts, but we usually supplement men with testosterone, but they found that maybe the reason why men start to gain weight, get increased body fat, belly fat, and lose sex drive could be because of the estrogen. So we talked about sex drive, and how to increase sex drive. One of you had suggested just look at porn. Porn, yes, does increase sex drive. For some reason, the visuals, maybe it's the music. I'm not sure what kind of music is now. What do they use for porn music? Ding, 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 ding. I don't know what the music is, right? I don't know. But anyway, for those of you that utilize porn to help increase sex drive, I mean, all the power to you. I think it's fine. All right, but what can you do? Somebody had asked, what do I do if my wife doesn't allow me to look at porn? Okay, well, you know, I looked up some tips. I love WikiHow. They give a great group of tips on what to do to help increase sex drive. And the first thing they say, which I think is true, that we could all follow, is have a positive mental attitude and keep your stress level low. Those of you that are stressed, you don't, we've known time and time again, the last thing you want to think about is sex. You know, and a lot of you men that write me about your wife not wanting to engage, you know, well, she's always stressed out. All right? Well, that's a big factor. If you're stressed, you're going to have less interest in sex. It's a body's defense mechanism. Okay? People aren't stressed, they're on high alert. They have try to have all their senses up, their minds aren't there. Very hard to relax with sex, etc. Which is why, you know, when we talk about these SSRIs, these medications that we use for anxiety, depression, and stress, many women say, "Well, I'm afraid to take it because it'll decrease my sex drive." However, if you are too stressed to have sex as it is, sometimes these medications can actually help you relax enough so you have sex. So I don't in general say these SSRIs will always ruin your sex drive, because some of you are so stressed out that you aren't having sex anyway. Now, you'll have some people that for sex, that's how they get over it. They will release sexual stress energy through sex. But women and men seem to kind of differ on that. Okay, then they say be very careful about supplements. Some of these supplements that are supposed to be sex boosters, we don't know much about them. We haven't studied them. However, certain vitamins like vitamin E or minerals, zinc, vitamin C, arginine, vitamin A, vitamin C, beta carotene, B6, B complex, these things have been found to boost sperm count, improve sperm motility, enhance prostate gland function, maybe increase testosterone production. So, you know, making sure you have a balanced multivitamin could help. Now, don't sit there and try to overdose on multivitamins to try to get your sex drive up. That probably wouldn't do it. Now, I'm always being asked about raw oysters. You know, we have heard that celery, raw oysters, banana, avocado can increase sex drive, nuts, mangoes, peaches, strawberries, eggs, liver, figs, garlic, pumpkin, and chocolate. All right? Chocolate, aphrodisiac, but not to the degree that many of us need to. It's a thought. But for the most part, eating healthy, having less fat, feeling good about yourself, feeling sexy, extremely important, man or women. Okay, they say that sometimes you can use N-acetylcysteine, right, which is a precursor of glutathione. Glutathione is supposed to be the mother of all antioxidants, which dilate the blood vessels, get blood flowing when you want it to. It's supposed to help a little bit with the erectile dysfunction, etc. All right, I don't know much about what dosing there is to take, but there have been reports that those do elevate mood and maybe can help with libido. Again, none of this, you know, has been getting full media attention because we don't have anything that is a sure-all for that, okay? Then, they also suggest, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, to consider the underappreciated psychological component of sex drive. I love WikiHow. They really delineate this nice. Okay? Remember that you have other environmental stimuli, other things that can trigger or dampen sex drive. You know, one thing I've talked about before is sometimes, you know, you could turn your lady on, but the older women get, the easier they are to be turned off. Remember in the olden days, right, we wouldn't care if a train was driving through the house, you would still want to have sex, right, whatever. Nowadays, the phone rings, oh, I got to get the phone, or oh, I got a text, and boom, it throws you out of the mood. So sometimes as we age, we have less of a threshold for being distracted, okay? So don't have, let's say, pets jumping on the bed. Don't have photos, they say, of the in-laws or even the children, right, on the bed, that kind of, or near the bed, right? Some people go to sleep with a picture of their mother next to them. That does not help, all right? A lot of us have clutter on the bed. We have all our books and papers. No, because you roll over and you got a pencil stuck in your butt. No, not good. But lighting is extremely important. Get rid of the fluorescent lights. I think the fluorescent lights in our house is really ruining us. Try to go to candlelight and the dark, and it because it has to do with the melatonin. When we talked about trying to go to sleep at night, the big mistake we do is we shut off the computer and shut off the lights and jump into bed. Maybe go back to the olden days when you didn't have fluorescent lights and you had to read a book by candlelight. The room had to be shut down so your body got used to the night. Our bodies are very confused. Yeah, we know it's night and we're on some cycle, but the house is more lit than during the day. Things are brighter in my house at night than they are during the day. Something is wrong with that. Well, that also could be a reason why people are out of the mood for sex. Being in a dark room with a fireplace, you know, I always like to watch TV where it's dark. Maybe the fireplace is going on. I love having the lights off at night. It makes me tired, and it makes you want to, you know, cuddle up and go to sleep. It's you know, yeah. Now, if your lady does like chocolate, get her the gosh darn chocolate, for crying out loud. They even say coffee could help. All right? Do I really think coffee and caffeine and chocolate are aphrodisiacs? Chocolate more than coffee. I'm not a big fan of chocolate. Now, alcohol, though, is a depressant. People think alcohol is an aphrodisiac. Yes, some women or men may lose their resistance and be more inclined to do lovey-dovey, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's actually putting them in the mood. It could hamper sexual function. They could get tired, and once that buzz goes away, sometimes they want nothing to do with anybody. So be very, very careful. All right, then you and your partner need to go back and think about where you guys had the most spontaneous sort of love to trigger certain feelings again. Many of you have been married for 20 years and you're in love, but you think maybe you fell out of love or whatever. You got to go back to when you guys first met, how you started to feel about each other, and recreate those memories. All right. And then, of course, role playing. I mean, if some of you really dig the whole Aragorn thing, right, Lord of the Rings, I'll have my husband dress up as Aragorn. He hasn't done it yet, but I think that's a great idea. Now, sex therapists, completely underutilized. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We're talking about increasing sex drive. I think sex therapists are brilliant. They give us so much information, and they offer so much help when it comes to, trying to figure out how to be sexually compatible. Sex therapists are great. I strongly urge you. Like, for example, they may encourage you guys to, like, you know, be, different ways to be intimate without having intercourse, okay? Certain homework assignments, right? You know, of having fun. I mean, it's not like, okay, they'll tell you what position to do. Okay, there's going to be a couple nights where they'll give you a homework assignment. It's not supposed to end up in sex, but it's supposed to include fun stuff that doesn't include sex. Sometimes the idea that you're not going to have sex is enough to get you into the mood. See what I mean? All right? And most of all, be patient. If you have a partner that just isn't, you know, is having problems with it, rushing them, forcing them, giving them ultimations, make it worse. Try to get them in with a therapist, etc. And then, of course, hormones. You know, we talked about the testosterone and estrogen in men. Same thing, testosterone and estrogen in women. These are hormones that could have, pretty disastrous effects as they drop on our sex drive. Some people need to be supplemented. Now, people who drink and smoke will also lose some of their hormones. And then strength and resistance training boosts testosterone. I'm a huge fan of strength and resistance training. Keep your exercise up. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Great job, us Americans. We are actually working, or we are exercising more while at work. Many of us have moving workstations. We have stand-up desks and treadmill desks. Some people are actually using these giant exercise balls to sit on. I am so proud of us. I mean, I don't know if I could treadmill and work at the same time. I used to talk to my family while on the treadmill because if I had an hour to kill, I could do it on the treadmill. And people said, look, you're just short of breath. You know, I can't, you know, it sounds uncomfortable. And so, you know, if you're working in customer service, talking to people, I could see how that's kind of hard. You know, I used to sit on an exercise ball and one of our engineers said, you could hear me go back and forth. You know, because you roll back and forth and you tighten up your stomach. So the problem with that is I have to be careful with the exercise ball, because while I'm rolling around on the ball, the microphone, I'm not by the microphone, and you have to kind of be in a fixed position near the microphone. But I try to do other things while I'm at work. But we're definitely making a difference. Andrew Lockerbie, Senior Vice President of Benefits at Brown & Brown, which is a global insurance consulting firm, says he could burn 350 calories a day walking 3 to 4 miles on one of two treadmill desks that his company's Indianapolis office purchased earlier in the year. In meetings, he's at his desk, on the phone all day. It's great to have that option at work. See, what I love about being able to have a treadmill desk at work, etc. Now, of course, remember, they may just have it at 1 to 2 miles an hour, so you don't, you know, have too much difficulty talking to other people and being short of breath. And even though it doesn't count as a workout, we need to have a specified 30 minutes or hour-long workout each day separate. For those of you that have to skip a workout that day or whatever, it's nice to know you got some exercise at work. You know, this computer age has helped us in so many ways, but from a physical fitness standpoint, it's really hurting us. You know, people sit in front of a computer all day long, as opposed to working in the factory, building, tending farms, etc. And so most of our jobs have to deal with the computer. I mean, even in medicine, they're starting to have these clinics where doctors will talk to you on Skype. Right? And I mean, so doctors don't even have to get up to see a patient anymore. They could look at the screen. Some of you think that's phenomenal. I we're just losing the interaction and the need to interact and the need to suck in your tummy when you meet somebody and to look good, et cetera, because everything's all on the internet. And so, I love how, people are moving. So they say walking at 1 mile an hour does double metabolic rate, does improve blood sugar levels. Yeah, you may not sweat, which is a big concern. A lot of people, you know, don't want to exercise at work because they can't sweat. And I mean, I get that too. You know, I work out, I shower, get dressed, I'm good. You know, so it's not the easiest thing to think that you're going to, not to mention your hair, your makeup. You know, I wash my makeup off before I exercise because you don't want to start to sweat, get acne, etc. So it's not, for people to work in the middle of their work day, it doesn't seem to be as practical. But if you're able to get a little bit of work, especially at that 1 mile an hour thing, 1 mile an hour, I almost trip on myself, but still, it's something. I guess they say sales at Indianapolis-based Tread Desk are expected to increase 25% this year as large corporations like Microsoft, Coca-Cola, United, Healthcare, Procter & Gamble have started buying the workstations in bulk. That is so cool. And Lifespan Fitness, based in Salt Lake, sales of treadmill desks, according to Fox News, more than tripled over 2012. Now, they say they don't see growth going down. I mean, it's lower cost. There's also like the inflatable balls that you could sit on. Those are really, really good to use. And, I love it. I love it how people are realizing they need to move. So the way to go, keep it up. Whatever you could do at your office to change things around, that's great. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, a woman is filing a lawsuit against Advocate Condo Medical Center in Libertyville, Illinois, saying that a transvaginal ultrasound she received made her feel like she was being raped. Now, for any of you that have had a transvaginal ultrasound, those are these probes that actually go into the vagina. They're not really supposed to hurt, but they are kind of large. And what they do is they pick up ultrasound waves, picking up, looking at the ovary, the uterus, etc. And it's probably one of the best ways to take a look at the ovary, even better than a CAT scan, and the uterus. And it's a cheap test, but it is awkward. Mind you, I've heard plenty of them. Man, I know my ultrasound probe by its first name. But Marianne Keith, 52 years old, said she came to the medical center on Friday with severe stomach pain. Doctors recommended she have that procedure done to make sure there were no abnormalities in her pelvic organs. All right. Then I guess she said that the ultrasound turned into an hour of physical abuse and that the hospital technician repeatedly jammed the probe into various internal portions of her vagina, including her cervix. She left the hospital. She knew that based on her pain, that there was something done to her. She had had several ones in the past, none compared to this incident. And so now she's had nightmares. And her husband and her don't have any more intimacy. She doesn't want anybody touching her. She says, I have physical things that are the matter with me, and I can't even go to the doctor anymore. So apparently she is suing the medical center. I mean, have I had people that have done the probe kind of rough? Yeah, I guess I have. Not that rough, you know, but just, you know, a reminder to ultrasound techs, etc. You know, many people can, undergo the same sort of consequence as, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder is being raped. You know, just because the test exists doesn't mean everybody psychologically can handle it. And so just prep the patient, tell them what's going on. I mean, it could be scary stuff. I mean, people get traumatized by pap smears. Breaking news, apparently per KFI, NASA says Voyager 1 has become the first man-made spacecraft ever to leave the solar system. So good for us. Voyager 1 leaving the solar system. Not sure when they'll be back, but I'll find out breaking news on that. Pretty cool stuff. Alright, so now why would a 52-year-old need to have a vaginal probe if she's having abdominal pain? Well, again, you know, when you're in your 50s, okay, a lot of different things could inflame, could act up, just like if you're in your 20s or in your 70s. All right? So if they don't think it's gallbladder or liver, which is in the upper abdomen, if they don't think it's stomach or ulcer, if they aren't really too sure that it's bowel, all right, kidneys could be looked at by an abdominal ultrasound, a renal ultrasound. Bladder will also be done by a renal ultrasound. But the pelvic ultrasound, yeah, you could see some ovaries. You could see the uterus transabdominally if the probe is on top. But when the probe goes inside vaginally, you're able to pick up a hell of a lot more. When I had a tumor on my ovary and doctors, you know, back and forth were saying, no, it's just a cyst. It was finally the transvaginal ultrasound that the doctor did that said, look, you got something going on there. It looks like a tumor. And I'm like, thank you. It's about time somebody figured it out. So I'm a huge, huge proponent of if you're going to be getting your ovaries checked, you get it done right. But absolutely, there's something like this could be traumatic. It can be. Now, unfortunately, the first person who cried rape that wasn't ruined it for all of us. Or the first person that sued a hospital for something that they maybe didn't have to sue them for is ruining it for all of us. I don't know if this woman, right, is you know, being looked upon as, oh, someone's trying to cry, you know, oh, they were hurt by an exam and, you know, she's getting some money out of this. Or, I mean, was she really poked and prodded? I mean, you're in a vulnerable position. So if somebody's poking and prodding, you're telling them to stop and they don't, it's kind of hard to get out of that situation. So either way, pretty scary. You know, we don't have any more details, but damn, that's just, it's something you don't want to think about. All right. When we come back, we're going to quickly review what should you do if one of your kids ends up ingesting something that you think is poisonous. Also looks like Apple shares are dropping because investors think that the iPhone's, new iPhone launch, too expensive, the 5C. Right? Then we got a McDonald's mobile payment app. Make our fast food easier. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
It's the Mountain House Super Sale. Right now at BePrepared.com. This month only. Every can is 40% off. Try the delectable flavor of scrambled eggs with bacon. Only $20.39. Regularly $33.99. Or taste Mountain House Beef Stroganoff. Normally $28.49. Now only $17.09. In the mood for dessert? Try a number 10 can of raspberry crumble for only $16.49. Usually priced at $27.49. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy sponsoring this segment of the show. Freeze Dry Guy, you can never be too early to be prepared. We're expecting kind of a colder winter. Never a bad idea to have your Freeze Dry Guy food. It tastes good, it's not that expensive, and it lasts a very long time. And all of us should have a little storage area or a little emergency silo, and the food tastes great. You can go to my website at drdahlia.com or go to freezedryguy.com to check out some of their food, their specials, etc. I'm a huge fan. I have Freeze Dry Guy. Make sure you get that checked out. We also have an iPhone app at Dr. Dahlia, or an iPhone app and an Android app for free. Download those. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. We're going to be pretty soon getting news on our iHeartRadio launch. Dr. Dahlia Show will be listened to on iHeartRadio. We'll give you guys postings on that. So, all right, very, very busy. Very, very busy time for us. So, now, McDonald's is testing a mobile payment app, allowing you to pay for your McDonald's on your cell phone. It's currently being tried out in Utah and Texas. Hopefully, if that's successful, they're going to do this worldwide. Not really sure. To me, it seems really easy to go up through the drive-thru, right? But apparently, this should hopefully enable, then, delivery. So, the fast food market, I know many of you want to see the fast food market fall. I don't. I think if the fast food market falls, it is going to really wreck the economy. And I think fast food isn't causing our obesity. It's people wanting to purchase fast food. If people didn't want to purchase fast food, then the fast food industry wouldn't be there. But you have a lot of people that need to run. Like, for example, my son was having some horrible abdominal pain. All right. We had tried some Coca-Cola. It had worked, but we thought that maybe he was kind of, this was like in the middle of the night, a little ulcer or something. All right. I'm like, I want to get him a milkshake. Where else could I go to get my baby a milkshake? Okay, I didn't have any milk in the house. I don't even know how to make a milkshake. What did we do? We went to McDonald's. Okay, I am a fan of McDonald's. True, I don't think it should be your everyday staple. I think a once in a blue moon treat is fine. But I've never been against McDonald's. McDonald's has helped me out in a lot of ways when it comes to my kids. And we really don't buy them Happy Meals, and we don't really frequent them much. But when I need something in a jam, that drive-through is phenomenal. I'm a huge fan. Yeah, so if people want to get rid of fast food, it's supply and demand. If people don't want to buy the product, they're not going to buy the product. Like, remember the McPizza. People did not really dig the McPizza. They thought the McPizza was stupid. And what happened to the McPizza? It went off the market, right? But did people like the McBurgers and the Big Mac and all the McDoubles and whatever the hell else they have? Yeah, they do, and those stayed. So supply and demand will dictate it, not government. Again, we live in a democracy. We don't want government getting involved, all right? People will. All right? But I guess one thing they're doing now to help people try to be more cash-free, we are going to be moving more and more towards a cashless society. Unfortunately, it's not better for us because I think people are now stealing cards and identities, and now money is so easy. The whole PayPal thing blows my mind. I love using PayPal, and I think I feel secure with it. But buying something and receiving something without ever seeing the money leave your pocket does kind of give me the heebie-jeebies. I mean, I know there's accounts and monies are going back and forth in accounts, etc. I know a lot of you aren't balancing your checkbook because it's just all on numbers and computer. But just, we're kind of doing a lot here, without actually feeling hard currency. In fact, many of our math skills are down because we're really not adding. I remember my mom sitting there with the checkbook and it has all the lines and the balance, and she would sit there and add things up. You know, I would say, you want me to double check with my calculator? And she's like, calculator? Those are for weenies. I don't need a calculator. Well, we don't do that anymore. We use the credit card. We write the check. We really don't add things up anymore. So making us a little lazy. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apple shares dropping by more than 5% after the new iPhone launch. Investors think these $550 to $850 phones are just too expensive. So, Apple, I've been watching this company for years. I think a lot of us have. And we've been like, they came up with something innovative. And the one thing about being in an industry like that is you have to keep going. All right. The Samsung Galaxy, everybody's talking about. I think my husband got one. I still prefer iPhone. I'm an iPhone person. But I got to tell you, I'm having some problems with my iPhone right now. You know, it's taking me forever to load up. And so when it comes to, you know, technology, you know, you can't just launch something and then relax. Just like with a drug company, you launch a drug that's great. You got to keep going. You always have to keep going. Same with me and, you know, radio, you know, and TV or whatever. You have to always keep going. But unfortunately, these prices are getting more and more. Now, remember, with the computer age, computers used to be very, very expensive. And then things started to get cheaper the more computers were out there, etc. If we're looking at almost $1,000 a phone, that's not, that's not going to fly. So when you have here, you know, Samsung and some of these costs, in the $99 range or whatever, you know, you need to compete. So it's just kind of interesting. I love looking at the economy and, you know, watching what people do. And I know I need to upgrade my iPhone just because I think this phone is starting to get old. I think it has a few year lifespan on it. But I sure the hell don't want to spend a lot of money, not for something there. I just need to be able to call people. I need my calculator. I need to take some pictures. And I need to be able to post on Facebook. And I need to download the Dr. Dahlia app. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, many of you get concerned about what to do when your kid eats poison. Dr. Manny had been written from Fox on what, you know, what should a parent do if they think their child had ingested poison. What I always say, and what he agrees with, is you got to call the Poison Control Center. All right, grab the substance you think your child swallowed, call poison control. Now, mind you, if the kid is lethargic, out of it, call 911. While you're waiting for 911, call poison control. But if the kid's like, hey, Mom, and he has all this blue stuff on his mouth and you see that he just drank cleaner, don't start to induce the vomiting, okay? Because if, God forbid, the kid starts to pass out, now they could aspirate the vomit, which is why we really don't do the EpiCac anymore. You know, rather than giving syrup of EpiCac or anything like that, because we don't want, if they start to pass out, them being in the process of vomiting or them being vomiting while they're unconscious, and then that could cause a problem. Now, of course, you get concerned with abdominal pain, drowsiness, difficulty breathing, seizures, pretty scary stuff. Call 911. But while you're in that stage where the kid, you figured out the kid did this, but the kid is just sitting there playing, you call Poison Control Center, your local Poison Control Center. Now, I don't have phone books in my house anymore. Phone books are starting to become a dying breed, but I think our phone books used to always have the Poison Control Center on the back side of the cover. Poison control, extremely important. Make sure you check that out. Don't start trying neutralizing it again, because you don't know. If they drink something basic, they drink something acidic, you're going to waste too much time. If you're sure of an ingestion, call 911. If you're unsure, call the poison control to have them talk you through it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Darn, I know we're coming up on the end. I wanted to talk about how scientists have been able to successfully erase unwanted memories. All right, they have been able to erase memories with drugs in mats and rice, and hope to do this for people with post-traumatic stress disorder. We're going to talk about this tomorrow. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. Please be safe. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. God bless.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
David J. Smith from Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how the acts of hostility toward people of biblical faith have been gendered by President Obama in April 2009? In a deliberate act of disrespect, Obama nominated three pro-abortion ambassadors to the Vatican. Of course, the pro-life Vatican rejected all three of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they'll affect you in the future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your calls.